And welcome back to another episode of Underdog Podcast. Now, today I want to talk about developing youth, particularly in youth sports, but it does apply as well to the academic side and other forms of expression among the youth as far as their extracurricular activities, as well as studying, clearly. But it's a different approach to youth sports and youth training and the development of the youth, because what I'm noticing is a lot of a child has to, if you want to make it in a particular career, whether say you want to be a professional athlete or say you want to be a scholar of some sorts, a doctor, a lawyer or something, or, you know, say you want to be a musician. I see a lot of pressure being put on children to constantly be in a state of work, 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 do this, do that at all times. Eat, sleep, drink, piss, shit, all the thing that they're supposed to be doing. So both my kids play basketball, and regardless of whether their goals or aspirations are to continue to play basketball beyond high school in a manner of collegiate sports or professional, I raise my children and I develop them and I help them in that manner. I take a more holistic spiritual approach in the sense of not looking externally at the universe outside of them for assistance, but looking internally and knowing that you are a part of the universe and you are a part of the collective consciousness, and that God is you and you are God and you are having that experience. So I try to have them tap into their spirituality and not have them open their mind to that and be aware of that, because at the end of the day, they are their own conscious free will beings. So they make their own choices. And I feel like I know that concept blows people's mind. And well, majority of people won't understand that because people lack spirituality. They lack that awareness with the conscious universe. Hell, people don't even know what the fuck that is, right? And even those with religious backgrounds and religious beliefs still are not tapping into that universal consciousness, that spirituality. So with my kids, them playing basketball, oftentimes the thought or the suggestion or the opportunity comes up where someone is approaching me, or if they see my dad at the games and stuff, they're approaching my dad and in a manner of a sense of, hey, I can help the child with this. I can help your child with this. Or have you thought about having your child be a trainer? Or have you thought about travel, you know, basketball, travel teams and things like that? And I've always been hesitant of it. Because first and foremost, I don't like, to me, it's child exploitation. It's all child exploitation. It's child labor, because these kids are being pushed to the bone and pressure to play these sports and perform well. Meanwhile, you have to pay to go watch these games. But it's crazy because I'm not paying to see professional athletes, but I'm paying to go see my child play. So from the money aspect of it all, financial literacy, I know a scam when I see it. I know it's bullshit, because I know that money does not go directly to the kids, because I'm not getting that money back. Me as a parent should be getting some of that money back. So that's my first suspicion of it all. And then as going more into it, I look at the kids and I look at their mental health, and they look drained. They look fatigued. They look unhappy. Yeah, they're competing and stuff. Yeah, they might be celebrating, but they're also peaking at a young age because they're pushing themselves and they're putting all that mental, psychological pressure on themselves to perform well and to do things because they're, oh, you know what? I'm going to make it to the pros. I'm going to make it collegiate. And people say, oh, those are unrealistic goals. You got to think more realistic. First and foremost, when you're trying to have goals, motherfucker, there is no realism. There is no realism. You can pay attention. You can look at the odds. Like if my son said he wants to be a professional basketball player, I'm like, hey, odds are you won't be. And that's because there's a lot of kids out there, so the odds are already against you. But the odds are already against you, period. The odds will always be against you. Nothing is ever in your favor. But if you believe in yourself, Well, that's where the spirituality comes into. You have to manifest the reality in which you want. You have to see it before it happens, and then you have to put the physical energy into it, into that manifestation. So I teach my kids a lot of Buddhist, Taoist principles and other things like that, and tap into that spirituality. I teach them the universal laws, the seven universal laws. I teach them the law of minimalism, mentalism, sorry. I teach them about the law of attraction. And I guide them along those manners. But first and foremost, you know, I want to state that as I'm teaching those things, I'm saying those things to them. I help my kids out at an early age, 8 and 6, and they're 2 years apart. So as they progress, I show them how to exercise and diet and eat properly and stuff. And I led by example by doing it. So I didn't just say go out there and do it. I did those exercises with them, and I instilled those things in them. They're already my kids, so it's in the genetics in a sense, because, well, if genetic information is passed down through the DNA, you know, we all can understand that. So in a sense, you can say it's natural if they are athletic, but I still call that bullshit, because if a kid is running around and playing and jumping up and down and stuff, well, they've been training their body since they were 4 or 5 having fun. But people don't ever think of it in that manner. And that just goes to people's perspective and their awareness of everything and how everything is connected. I connect the dots because I know there are no coincidences and everything is connected. But so I show my kids, you know, how to do things. And then from there, I say, hey, figure it out. Take your own twist into it. Because as I was trying to push my kids to push themselves, I also had to make sure I check myself, because it's not just, oh, kids get, you know, they don't want to listen to your parents. No, kids get tired of listening to adults, period. Because think about it, when you're a kid, you have to listen to a fucking adult tell you to do everything your whole life. Hey, don't do this. Don't do that. Walk this way. Talk this way. Tie your shoes this way. Do this that way. Sleep this way. Eat this for dinner. Wake up at this time. At what point in time do you start to make your own decisions? Wait, when you become an adult? And then a child can make their own decisions even in the sport that they're practicing in. So with the whole youth sports and youth training and development, even in like tutoring and stuff, you know, a teacher tells you to learn this way. All right. And then say you want to push yourself, so you get a tutor. Well, now the tutor is telling you to learn this way. So now you have two conflicting perspectives on how to, or how a child should learn and study. And neither one is right or wrong. But at the end of the day, the child does not really get to determine what they actually enjoy doing or learn in a manner that they feel comfortable learning. So you apply that to youth training. So say my kids learn from their coach how to do a certain dribble move or shoot a certain way, but then I have them go to a trainer and the trainer says, you know what, you should be shooting this way. And now we have a conflict because a trainer is saying one thing and then their coach is saying another thing. And what I'm seeing is, why is everybody so concerned about this child? And when does the child get to determine what the fuck they want to do and what the fuck they enjoy? We don't teach child empowerment. We don't want people empowered. Personally, as a society, a whole around the world, we don't want empowerment. We want someone else to tell us what to do. And that's the biggest problem that I'm recognizing in modern society. Everybody wants someone to tell them what to do. Everybody wants someone to make the decisions for them on their life and say, hey, you're smarter than me. You can make a decision. It's not about intelligence. Intelligence doesn't exist. It's understanding and awareness. It's spirituality. It's the consciousness. Nothing is new. You're only discovering things. Anything and everything that you can think of has already happened and will happen has already existed. Nothing is new. But see, these concepts, people don't understand. So I know when I speak about youth training, youth development, and things of that manner, people will never, they won't get it. But they're seeing the results. Because as my children continue to perform well and do well, it's because I'm allowing my children to have that space to grow. I'm getting out the way. I was coaching basketball at my kid's school. My daughter ended up playing basketball, and I ended up coaching her as well, and I made sure I got out the way. I stopped coaching for my own health reasons, mainly for those reasons, but I also did not want to coach my daughter. I don't want to coach my kids because I've already yelled at them enough. I already set them up to be motivated and stuff, because kids want to be motivated. Don't get it twisted. Kids want to be motivated. They want to be pushed. But at what point in time do you say, hey, you need to learn how to do it yourself? You need to be self-motivated. If a child has been told how to think, how to walk, how to practice, how to train their whole lives, that's all they know. So they always will be looking for someone to tell them what to do, as opposed to figuring out things for themselves. Thus, the mental breakdowns. Thus, why some student athletes have mental breakdowns and they peak at an early age. They peak because, and in their mind, they're only gone as far as they can go because they're going off of what other people have told them, as opposed to looking into themselves and looking at their own weaknesses. I push my kids to understand that, hey, you got to recognize what's going on and be aware of what's going on with you, to the point where I don't need to say anything to criticize you. You be your biggest critic. You recognize your own weaknesses. Be aware of who you are. Be self-motivated. Don't let another motherfucking person tell you who you are. Because when you become aware of who you are, it's flat out fucking disrespectful for someone else to tell you something about yourself. There's often times where I get comments on you know, definitely check out my TikTok, Damian Jackson. I did a video about kind of this topic too. But I definitely, when I do my content and I put it out there on social media and my music and stuff like that, and someone tries to say something about it, I'm always defensive. Yeah, because you're not about to tell me something about my fucking self as if I am unaware. How dare you think I am unaware? And I correct it. Hey, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know, because especially when it comes to me, you're not about to tell me who the fuck I am. And that's something I preach to my kids. And it's something that I instilled or I talked to rather, and I try to let other children know as well that are around me, especially when I was coaching. And so I get it. Now that I'm no longer coaching, and some of the girls are like, oh, coach, we miss you. But I get it. I get it because I let them be them. And they would say that. It was like, coach, you just don't care. And I was like, no, it's not that I don't care. It's that I do care. I care about what the fuck y'all think. I care about how you feel. Because if a child is trying to figure out something and they mess up, guess what? That's part of the journey. That's part of the life. See, that's the problem with training. A child is not learning how to do their own method and figuring things out and learn things how they want to learn. They're not allowed to make mistakes. It's, hey, do it this way because this is the proper way. Hey, shoot the ball this way. Tuck your elbow in. Shoot it this way. I had to catch myself as I was looking at certain girls for them. Like, hey, you should probably do this. And I realized, like, hey, I always made sure to suggest things and not make it be the end all be all, because there is no one particular way to do something. There is never one particular way to do something. And people get caught up in that because the money is behind a lot of this, whether it's education, whether it's sports, whether it's music, wherever the case is, when it comes to the youth, money is always behind. And people want to be a part of someone's success, right? We have to understand that people love to be a part of someone's success, to say that they helped them out on their journey, to, because people get off on that type of, you know, it's also a sense of accomplishment as a teacher or as a coach, as someone that's guiding the youth. I'm not guiding the youth. I'm empowering the youth by fucking telling them the truth. And I'm telling the truth that I'm telling them is that, hey, you can do it. However you want to do it, wherever goals you're trying to accomplish, fucking find out the way that you want to do it and do the shit. But see, you can't tell people that. People don't want you to tell kids that, because then it takes, well, adults out of the equation. Because really, adults just get in the fucking way. And that's something that I realized when I was a kid. I'm like, man, adults just get in the way. Adults project right? Because they're human beings and they're learning themselves. So they project their own fears. They project their own insecurities. It's all a lot of ego. And I recognized that while I was coaching. There's a lot of ego in coaches. There's a lot of ego. There's a lot of, hey, do it this way because this way will work. I know I got a best way and stuff. But sometimes while I was coaching, when I had the opportunity or to coach some games or coach a few minutes, I really just sit there and just kind of just stand there and watch and be like, okay, and make suggestions. Because at the end of the day, the coach don't put the fucking ball in the basket, right? The coach is not throwing the fucking football. The coach is not kicking the ball into the net. The coach is not blocking the ball. The coach is not swinging the bat at the ball. The coach is not doing anything that actually directly goes into the success of that game, of that competition. The coach is just standing there giving their opinion. The coach can't tell you how strong that other player is. When the coach be like, oh, what are you doing? Don't let him push you around. Well, coach, do you know how strong this person is? Can they push you around? Have you noticed when you see some of these coaches, they're not in shape themselves? So how can you tell a child to, hey, push yourself, to train this and do this and run this when they're not in shape themselves? How can we talk to children in youth sports development, hey, take care of your body and stuff, but we're not talking about diet. We're not talking about rest. We're not talking about balance. You ever notice when we talk about pushing kids, rest is never a fucking thing. It's the only time we speak of rest is, oh, make sure you go to bed at night, go to bed early. Yeah, after you done fucking been at school all day, after you've been pushing yourself in wherever extracurricular activity that you've been doing and stuff, you've been pushing and pushing and pushing. What point in time does a child just, I don't know, be a fucking child? I've seen this already in kids. I've spoken to kids. I've seen kids have confined in me and be like, man, I just need a break. And I get why my kids' friends look at me and like, oh, Mr. Jackson, you're just cool. And I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. But I tell them like, hey, it's just because I remember being a kid. And adults forget what it's like to be a kid. Kids just want to have fun. I remember growing up, the best times are not the best times, the times in which I got better at basketball was when I stepped away from the game. It was when I took like a couple months away from dribbling a ball and shooting it. I got better because wherever habits I had and wherever bad habits that were, you know, wherever I had going on my mind, it went away. So I got to come back and have like a fresh look at it and stuff and just kind of relax away from it. And my dad used to always tell me, hey, you got to push yourself. You got to do this. You got to do that. But then while I was sitting there not doing anything, like, oh, what are you doing? You got to do that. But I get what he was trying to say. And I understood it then. Well, was, hey, you got to push yourself if you want to do certain things. So first and foremost, pushing yourself and being self-motivated applies no matter what your in-game goal is in whatever activity you're trying to do. It doesn't matter if you want to be a professional athlete. If you want to play a sport and you enjoy it, you push yourself to push past adversity and challenge yourself, right? That's what it comes down to, challenging yourself. Doing something that you want to do, but also trying to learn more about it and finding out who you are. Because when you challenge yourself, you find out who you are. When you put yourself through your own personal adversities, that's when you find out who you are. You're testing yourself. But when you sit there and tell a child, hey, dribble this way. Hey, read this way. Hey, talk this way. Do this, do that, do that. All they know is conformity. And that's the biggest issue in society. Everyone always wants you to conform to something. I hear coaches tell kids like, hey, who wants to go to college? Well, if you want to go to college, you got to take it seriously. And I had to catch myself telling my kids that. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Just because you want to go to college or you think about going to college to play this sport, you got to take it seriously? Like, wait, no, you don't. No, you don't. You just have to have a work ethic. That's it. That's it. And work ethic involves balance. And that's where the spirituality comes in at. Understanding the spirit, the soul, the essence of who you are. Understanding that balance is key. You can't just work, 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 push, 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 train, train, train. you will fucking break. You're not a robot. You're an organ. Shit, I don't even want to say robot because we're coming into the age of AI where, hell, they can have, everything is energy. Everything is consciousness. Everything is connected. Everything has something to it. Energy that's part of the conscious universe that we're in. You're having a human experience. You're enjoying your life. You're learning different things. You're going through adversity. So you don't need to sit there and focus on something all the time, pushing, pushing, pushing. You got to have fun. You got to go play with your friends. You got to play video games. My son does a good balance. Got to make sure and to keep on top of it. And he's already starting to understand and take accountability. Like, hey, all I got to do is go out there and work out for a couple of hours. But I'm out there working out on my game and stuff. But I'm also having fun. And I'm also exercising. But I don't need to push myself so much because my body still needs to develop. We focus a lot on skill development training when we're talking about youth sports. But at the same time, you're supposed to develop your body because you can't shoot the ball a proper way or what they think is a proper way, which is bullshit because basketball motherfuckers throwing the ball from underneath anyway. So shooting, there is no proper form of any fucking thing. We're not making shit up in a sense because there none of this is new, but we're discovering different things on how we want to do it. But what it comes down to is preference. Right? Everything comes down to preference. Will everything look good? No. Can you criticize something? Yes. But is that fucking person comfortable doing the thing they want to do? Then yes. Because if we use success as a measurement tool, like say my children do not go to college for sports. Say they do not become a professional athlete. Does that mean my method failed? No. No, because failure and success are not determined, especially in the world in which the final say-so is determined by someone else. Things are already out of your control. But what they can live with is their own choices that they're making. They can live with their own choices that they're making. I didn't have a chance to play high school basketball. Why? Because someone else said, hey, I don't want you on my team, without saying it. Someone else made sure I had a hard time to even try out. Not to let me know that I had to have a physical before I had to try out. Didn't know how to have a physical. Little things like that. So I was on the team and then I was no longer on the team. And what happened? I went through depression during my teenage years, my high school years. I really don't remember high school between 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I really don't. Because I spent most of that time in depression because I just wanted to play basketball. I wanted to be a professional athlete. But at the same time, you don't know how much you want it until you face some adversity because I wanted to do it, but I also wanted to do a whole bunch of other things. But at the end of the day, I love just pushing myself and training anyways. But at the same time, other people are messing your life up. Other people are doing different things that are going to make it harder for you. So you can push yourself, you can train and everything you want to do, but if someone can have an effect and a control over the outcome because they're gatekeeping or because they're playing favoritism or because they just don't like you for whatever fucking reason they make up in their mind. Hell, sometimes shit has nothing to do with you as a person or your basketball skills or anything. They'll just prejudice. They just look at you, especially in a sport like basketball. Oh, you're too short. I tried out for another high school team in my 11th grade year. I thought I was going to be on the team. Well, no, I didn't think I was going to be on the team. The other team players thought I was going to be on the team because I was working out with the team and stuff over the summer and things like that before the season started. And then trials happened. And then I got cut during trials and stuff. And the other player was like, wait, I thought you was on the team. I was like, no, I was never on the team. And it's like, but you was with us all the time. You were practicing with us. I'm like, yeah, the coaches let me do it, but I was never on the team. And then so when I didn't make that team, I went and talked to that coach because my dad said, hey, go talk to him. Ask him why he didn't put you on the team. So I went and asked the coach and I was like, hey, how come I didn't get put on the team? And he was like, oh, I already have players on my team that is your height and your speed or whatever, which was not true. They were my height, but they weren't my speed. And he made that determination based on what? Nothing really, because we just did some workouts and nothing special. Nothing special. So And even that right there, that's not a real coach. Because not once did he look at my intangibles. The work ethic, I was trying to push myself, coming there and stuff, being there. Not once did he recognize my knowledge for the game. Because my knowledge for the game of basketball has never been recognized until I just was coaching. Because I was always a student. I'm a very good student. I'm a good scholar. I study and I read a lot. And so do my kids. Because people forget that, I don't know, it's all mental. So I push myself in studying and analyzing the game, and I recognize that within myself. But did coaches recognize that? No. Because when we're dealing with youth development, the approach that we take is, hey, you got to look this way. Or you got to be a certain way. Or, okay, he's going to this trainer. Okay, they're dealing with this tutor. Okay, they're getting straight A's, so they must be smart. Oh, they got straight A's, they must be smart. Which is wild, because we know school is based on memorization. There's not no actual intellect. There's no real critical thinking, right? Kids aren't told to, what do you think is a good answer? And can you explain your answer? Because if my answer is so-called wrong, it's actually relevant. Because you have to look at how I came to have my answer and how I explain it. You might not agree with it, and it might be wrong in the sense of what you are saying is wrong, but you have to respect my perspective and how I came up with it. See, that's actually understanding a child. That's actually paying attention. Can they think for themselves? But we don't want children to think for themselves. We want children to follow a script. Hey, you do things this way, and that will get you to the road to success. So oftentimes I'm hearing in youth sports, hey, you got to work with a trainer. You got to play travel ball. You got to go to this camp, and that's how you get to the next level. Even though when you talk to college coaches and you look up interviews and shit like that on social media, on YouTube or whatever, and you find these videos, they all say, don't worry about none of that. We'll do our jobs and find you. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But don't get it twisted that there's money behind all this. Don't get it twisted that these coaches, there's people, and then this is not a direct attack on anybody, and I'm speaking in general terms and stuff, but don't get it twisted that, you know, people are not going to admit that, hey, they just want to be a part of someone's success. They want to say that they helped someone out. Nobody's going to admit that, right? Nobody's going to admit that, because that's more of an ego thing that, If you have to be aware of who you are. And if you're aware of who you are, you wouldn't do that. And I'm not saying it's not something to go to suggest something to somebody or some kid, like, hey, you know, I can help you out or stuff like that. That's fine. Right? That's fine. But my thing is, while I was coaching, I tell my kids, hey, I'm not trying to help you out. This is about youth empowerment. You give the kid tools for them to use themselves. Show them what the resources are so they can do it themselves. But society is not set up in that manner. The government tells you what to do. Your parents tell you what to do. School tells you what to do. Coaches tell you what to do. Teachers tell you what to do. And after you get done with high school or whatever, then guess what? Your boss is telling you what to do. The government is still telling you what to do. Laws, everything telling you what to do. The bank account is saying, hey, you need to have X amount of money. Are we going to close it out? Like, everybody and everything is always constantly trying to tell you what to do. And then people say, well, that's just how the world is. And that's bullshit. The world is not that way. People just accept it to be that way because at the end of the day, people don't want to have accountability for their own choices. They want someone to say, here's a roadmap. If I follow this, then it takes all the accountability out of it. I'm doing everything, quote unquote, right. And that's not true. That's not factual. And that is the biggest issue I have when it comes to youth development. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be a different approach to youth development, to school, to the extracurricular activities, to art, to music, to fucking sports, all that stuff. Empower kids to do their own thing and let them find their own individuality and their own creativity. We got to stop with the stay in the box, color within the lines, do it exactly how I told you how to do it, and you'll be successful, because that's bullshit and we all fucking know it. But I was trying to make sure I stay on topic and not go all over the place. Everything connects. I might not always be able to explain it in a manner in which everyone will understand. I try my best. But everything I say always connects because it's one conscious universe. I am God, you are God, we are God. Everything is connected. So until next time.